The bills lower the gift cap from $250 to $100, require online reporting of gifts worth more than $50, and erase the distinction between tangible and intangible gifts, such as meals or travel. Knowing violations would be a Class 5 felony. Bill sponsor Delegate Todd Gilbert said official travel worth more than $100 must be pre-approved by a new Conflict of Interest Advisory Council.
So if it's a legitimate thing that bears a legitimate, reasonable nexus between your job and the purpose of the travel, we think that would be approved. If it doesn't bear any reasonable relationship, and we have had examples of that even in recent history, where frankly it went beyond the scope of the job of a public official, we have decided that those types of things will in all likelihood not be approved.
The governor, Senate Rules Committee, and House Speaker would each appoint 3 members to the council, which must include 3 retired judges. In Richmond, I'm Anne Marie Morgan.